If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Greetings, people of the internet. My name is Big Mo, and it is my honor to welcome you to the hardest hitting, full of ranting, most entertaining show in the world. This is the Dave Van Auken Show!
Hello, world! What's up, guys? Friday, January 18th. We are ending the week off with a bang. Another Dave Van Auken Show presented here by Fight Bananas. Thank you guys so much for downloading and smashing that subscribe button. The downloads are insane. It's absolutely bananas. I am so appreciative and so damn thankful for you guys. You know, I don't have to give you data and stat after stat after stat. I'm just going to say this. It's January 14th, early in the year. There's been zero fights so far. We finally have our first fight tomorrow night, ESPN Plus. Cater versus Giga. I'm about to get into that in a second. My Dave's Action. Also, two guests coming on the line as well. Zero fights, and we've had more podcast download numbers this month of January than the month of December or the month of November. We are on an absolute roll. We appreciate you guys. A lot of great guests. We are really, you know, we love that. We love people coming back on again, like our girl, the G, the Savage, Jillian Robertson. A lot of new guests lately. How about Lydia Warren came on? She was amazing. We had a nice little 2021 preview with our girl Bunny. Mike Beastboy Davis came on. We are rolling. It feels damn good. Guys, like I said, two guests. Felicia Spencer is back. She's going to be commentating. She's got a lot of commentating gigs coming up. I'm so happy and appreciative of her. So we're going to phenomenal pick is back, but also we're going to add a little something special. New year, new thing. We love what we do here. And so she's going to give her phenomenal pick. Has to be an underdog. Has to be an upset. She's going to do that. But then she's also going to add in her lock of the card. It can be the biggest favorite. It can be the main event. It can be the same as her phenomenal pick. She's going to pick a lock and a phenomenal pick. We got two picks from our girl, Felicia Spencer. Also coming on, how about the Bare Knuckle FC 125 title contender? Knuckle Mania 2 is around the corner February 19th, Hollywood Casino. The Misfit, Christine Fiera, is coming on the pod. I'm so excited about this. I'm a fan. I am a fan from afar. I never talked to her. I'm intrigued what the conversation is going to be about. She's angry. She's pissed off about a couple things, but she is pumped to be in this first ever 125 female championship match. It's the limelight division of all of Bare Knuckle FC. Britton Beltran, a.k.a. Britton Hart, a.k.a. Britton the Gangsta. She's going to fight Christine Fiera for the strap. We're going to get into that. But before it all, it's the Dave Van Auken Show for a reason. I'm Dave Van Auken. I'm going to give you Dave's action right now. I'm going to give you guys three picks. Let's put them. You can bet them separate. Or you can put them all in a three-fight parlay like I just did, and I'm going to get a plus 410. Three-fight parlay plus 410. Let's go. First round of the parlay. It's on the main card. I like this fight a lot. This is our girl, Caitlin Chahagan. Chahagan. God dang it, I got to practice that. Chahagan. She's a minus 180 is versus Jennifer Maia. Guys, Caitlin's fought Jennifer Maia. It was around, late 2019. So not a long time. You know what I mean? She beat her unanimously. And one thing I'm going to throw out right here. One thing I like about Caitlin, I kind of really looked into it. And a lot of people like Caitlin in this pick. And I really started to look into it. She's 33 years young. There was talks of like being over the top and being over the hill and retirement and all this stuff. I don't know. It seems like she wants five more fights. She wants one more little mini run here. She is 16-4 lifetime. Her four losses, two losses, Jessica I and Liz Carmouche, both split decision. By the way, Liz Carmouche was 2016. That's when Liz Carmouche was one of the baddest females on this planet. But both by split decision. That means on that night, one judge sitting at that cage picked Caitlin. Thought Caitlin won the fight outright, and two judges didn't. Imagine if there were seven judges, maybe nine. So, also, one thing, she has a great strength of schedule on the wins. The other two losses, Valentina Shevchenko, she loses to Valentina, beats everyone. And also Jessica Andrade. And Jessica defeats everyone except for those high title guys. So, come on. Four great losses. She has wins against Cynthia Calvillo, another Shevchenko, JoJo Wood against Maya. How about Irene Aldana, one of the hottest names in all of female MMA? How about Lauren Murphy just for the title? She has so many strong, strong wins. So give me Caitlin right now, minus 180. She will lead my three-fight parlay. The middle of it, the guts of my parlay, I'm going to go to the flyweight division. I'm going to go in one of the greatest nicknames in all of sports, the Raw Dog, Brandon Royval. So now Brandon as well, 29 years young, two fight losing streak, but 12-6. So hear me out there. So he was 12-4. Kind of close to a Brandon Moreno, right? His two losses, he had four straight UFC wins. And then he has two losses in a row. One was to Brandon Moreno. You might know him. He is the UFC flyweight championship. And also, if you guys remember that, hit that back. UFC 255, that was the month before even Brandon fought Davison Figueiredo. That fight was razor sharp in the first round. Do you guys remember how good that fight was? Brandon was bringing the fight to the other Brandon. It was a really close fight. Royval gets hurt. He hurt the shoulder, the arm. That injury was gruesome looking. But he kind of got hurt. So, Brandon Moreno won that fight. Then he fights Alexander Pantoj, who he's one of the probably the biggest, one of the most underrated fighters in all the game. He might be next for Brandon Moreno if he gets past Figueiredo. Pantoj, who's got two wins across from him. So that's two really quality losses. His last bad loss, if you can even say this, is 2017 to Nick Russo. Split decision, by the way. So I like the Raw Dog, I think I can say that. I just think this fight means to him. It's super important. He lost two in a row. You do not want to lose three in a row in the UFC, especially as a flyweight. You never know. So he's at minus 170. I like that straight up. I like that inside the distance. And I like that as the second part of my three-fight parlay of Dave's action. Lastly, guys, to anchor my parlay, and I like this one a lot. I'm telling you, this might be like the dark horse pick. I love this pick. I'm going to go into the heavyweight division. I'm pretty sure they're co-main in the card right now. The Vanilla Gorilla, Chase Sherman, is my pick, guys. He's fighting Jake Kohler. Sherman is a plus 108, kind of plus 110 underdog. And I love throwing an underdog in my 3-5 parlay. It really pops up the number. This is why I like Chase Sherman so much. One, I think he's got one of the best, nastiest leg kicks in all, not even the heavyweight division, all of MMA. If you guys don't know this, retract that Ike Villanueva fight. Chase Sherman's got nasty leg kicks for days. I was live at a couple of events that he did at Island Fights 52, Island Fights 56. He's literally breaking people's legs. Go see that on UFC Fight Pass, Island Fights 56, Island Fights 52. Chase Sherman was in the UFC 2018-2017. Didn't go his way. He got released. He went back on the regional scene, dominated Fools, went to Bare Knuckle UFC, won their heavyweight championship, dominating Fools, and made it way back to the UFC. Gets a win, and now he's got two losses in a row. He's a heavyweight, so we all know he's hungry and he likes the Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, Chase Sherman must be fucking starving to stay in the UFC. He knows this might be it. You know how hard it is to make it into the UFC, get cut, and then come back? It's almost impossible to do it twice. So Chase Sherman knows he needs to win this fight. If he does not win this fight, this could be the end. This could be the end of Chase Sherman at a high-level professional mixed martial artist. So this fight, to me, I think Chase will be starving. There's any meat on the bone, he will be delivered. So Caitlin, minus 180. Brandon Royval at minus 170. And the anchor, Chase Sherman at plus 108. Call it plus 110. That brings my three-fight parlay. That brings my Dave's action to plus 410. There you go, guys. So excited. UFC 46 right around the corner. Hopefully you listen to this right before the show. Have a great Friday. Calvin Kattar in the main event because it's Giga Chakazian, and we won't go long. I'm going to bring Felicia on right now. We go around 10, 15 minutes. We preview the whole card, get her phenomenal pick and lock. Guys, I just want to throw this out there. Let's just be thankful Calvin Kattar is back. It's been a year, 362 days since he's last fought Max Holloway on the first ever UFC on ABC. So this is a big, big night for Calvin. I know the buzz is on Giga. I know the momentum's on Giga. I know he's on this win streak. I know he can win in multiple different ways. I know he just won a main event against Edson Barbosa. I know. And I think I'm leaning against Calvin Kattar. I think this fight means so much to him. I think it means so much for the New England cartel. This is a huge main event. I think it was really, really genius of the whole team to sit Calvin for the whole year, relax, recharge the batteries. And I think this will be a really big night for Calvin and probably a little bit of a I told you so moment. Those Boston guys like to do that. So I think I'm leaning Calvin Kattar. Really excited main event. Hopefully you guys enjoyed UFC Vegas 46. All right, let's bring the phenomenal one. The heart of the featherweight division. The commentary compadre, my friend, Felicia Spencer. What's up, guys? Fee, we are back! 2022!
It's been a long time, hasn't it? Oh, I'm excited to finally talk to you again.
I know. I remember way back in that day, and I had all black hair, no grays. It was just back in the day when we used to make picks for fights.
When there were fights, yeah.
I know.
I'm really happy to have like a little bit of like normal structure back to my life, though.
I know.
I need it.
It's so wild, like how much a fight night on a Saturday means. You know, just like sometimes we miss it, or sometimes we don't watch every fight on it, but just knowing it's there, it kind of keeps us anchored all week long.
Yeah, it sure does.
Like crazy. First and foremost, you like just. Every time I open up my phone, I see another Felicia Spencer commentating thing. I'm like so happy. I'm going to be corny with it. I'm proud. I'm like, dude, that's my friend. I'm like, we've been talking on a microphone for like 18 months and now boom, you're picking up gigs.
Yeah. I'm super excited. I had a really crazy, like 10 days in December where I had to go to Miami 3 times and I'm going to be doing their EFC event at the end of the month. So two more weeks for that. And then tomorrow I'll be flying out to Calgary to do the Palace Athena, the first show. It's all women's MMA in Canada. So they have people from all over the world, though. I'm really excited. I've actually been super impressed doing all the research for the commentary. Yeah. That they have a really awesome group of girls lined up. So that'll be a fun one to watch.
It's awesome. Isn't that the show? Is Andy Nguyen the main event now, I hear?
Sarah Kaufman is the main event.
Oh, Kaufman's the main event? Okay.
Yeah. Andy Nguyen is in there, though. Is that who you said?
She is. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She is.
She's in
okay.
there. I think she's co-main. But yeah, okay. She's a co-main. They have an incredible group of girls, and I was watching the fights even on the lower end, and they're exciting finishers. So,
that's so cool.
I think it's $25 to watch online if you guys want to catch it.
There we go. And if you have that link, throw it to us. We'll kind of put it into the guts of the podcast. I'm going to make this audio version tomorrow. It's crazy. I don't like going into it that much, but it's January 14th now, Friday, January 14th. And our podcast numbers, we've already beaten what we've done in December, what we've done each month in November. Like, we're 14 days in the month. It's been awesome. We're so,
that's amazing.
So happy with the momentum, with everything that's going on. We have so many different things that are happening. And also, I'm really happy that you and I signed that deal that I get 50% of all your commentary earnings for life. Man, but I really am. I'm so happy and proud. So, all right, let's get to it. UFC 46. We got punching people in faces and arm locks, maybe. We got Jennifer Maia on the show. She wants an arm bar always. So it's a weird card. A lot of stuff is happening with that C word right now, especially in MMA. So the card, we've got Rosa step up on 4 days' notice. Kevin Kroom step up on 2 days' notice. So let's kind of stick with the guts of it. Let's start with your phenomenal pick. And then this year, we're going to go with your lock of the card as well. So we're going to have two picks. We're keeping – I got a permanent black marker here. We're going to write down every stat.
Permanent marker.
Yeah, I know. You can't erase that. You can't erase it.
You can't.
So let's start with your phenomenal pick.
Yeah, this one was cool. I was originally going to go with Jennifer Maya. As soon as I saw her name, I was like, that's going to be my pick. But then I kept looking at the card, and I was like, man, there's so many good underdogs on this card. So I ended up going with the deeper underdog in Charles Rosa. Like you said, he's stepping up on 4 days' notice. You know, he's a big underdog, but I feel like he's got a lot more potential. I think he's a lot more live than people are giving him credit for. He's had a couple of bad performances, kind of, you know, had a couple of really tough grapplers that he's gone against, but I think he's going to be able to pull out his grappling and maybe get on top early and, you know, get the, probably a decision, but get the finish or the W that he's going to need.
I absolutely love it. You know, we are Florida raised in Florida and MMA, we're entrenched with it. And Rosa has been like a name in Florida for the last 8 to 10 years. And one thing I love about this short notice fight for him, I feel like there's not overthinking stuff. He's just going like he's, you know, above his regular. So he's like in a happy weight. He ate a steak dinner 3 nights ago. He's very happy with life. He's just traveling. He's got nothing to lose. Everything's exactly on it. And he's always training and he's always working. He's not like one of those guys, like he just believes in training camp and you don't see him working. Like I follow him on all of his socials. Like I know so many people that train with him weekly. I think he's good to go. And like you said, he's a way bigger underdog. He should. If this fight was 3 months from now and it was him versus TJ Brown, like it would be to me super close with the odds for him to be. I think he was like up to plus 200, plus 225. To me, that's bananas. I like Rosa a lot. I was going to go there as well. So I'm going to copy your phenomenal pick with Charles Rosa. So total in agreeance. Okay. So here's our fun one now for the very first time. You can pick the absolute biggest favorite, the main event, anything you want. Just your luck. I want everyone to be like, oh, okay, Fee's got this one. Guy, girl, where are you looking? What's the lock of UFC 46?
The top of the card is so closely matched for me that I just couldn't go with like the main event or anything. So I went deep into the card and I have to look at my notes here. Vyacheslav Borchayev. You'll know the name when you see it.
Yep, you nailed it. I think you nailed it.
So, yeah, that's going to be my lock for this card. He's a favorite. You know, he seems like he's going to be just dominant. Or maybe not dominant, but I think he's got the skill set. You know, a strong wrestler, aggressive, the whole package. So, yeah, that's going to be my lock.
And he's fighting Dakota Bush, right?
He is, yep, Dakota Bush. And, you know, Dakota, no, you know, nothing against him, obviously. I hate doing picks sometimes.
I know, like,
I'm so guilty.
Once in a while, like, someone will message me and it's like, dude, you're an absolute stud. You know, anyone who's in the UFC is an absolute stud. It's just we got to make picks and it's not personal at all. It's like once in a while, you know, this once in a full moon, you know, hey, when Masvidal fights Colby in 51 days, I'm going to be on one side. It is what it is. I'm going for, you know me, I'm pro Masvidal guy. So it is what it is. But like, yeah, I'm with it. That's a good pick. That's a good pick. It's funny that you mentioned Maya. I think my lock, I'm going to throw out my lock. I think my lock is going to be Caitlin Jahegan. I like Caitlin a lot. Like, I kind of looked her up. I feel like she's super underrated. She got that title shot. And, you know, she didn't win. And I if I remember right, she didn't look that good. But it's like, there's
nobody
not
does
a lot. Like, yeah, who does? It's versus the bullet. And, you know, it's just, but everyone else, she's already beat Maya. And I think this fight, Caitlin, I think just won the last one. So I think she's just trying to, like, kind of get back into that really high-end spot. So I like Caitlin a lot in this spot. I really do. And I don't know. I know it's a rematch. It's kind of hard to beat someone 2 times in a row. But I don't know. I think she's my lock. Going with Caitlin.
Well, there you go. Can't say I agree, but that's all right.
I love it. I love it. Oh, man. Well, there you go. Last little thing. We have to mention it. It's the main event. Featherweight main event with Giga Chakazian and Calvin Kattar. Calvin hasn't fought since the Max Holloway fight. He had so much buzz behind his name. You know, like, I'm trying to think of the right word. I didn't feel bad for Calvin. Calvin's a grown man. He's a fighter. He says he wants to fight Max again. So, like, I don't feel bad for him. But watching that fight, you just felt like, wow, like it was tough to watch towards the end. It was a brutal loss. And I think it was really smart for him to take literally the whole year. It's been 360 days since he's fought. I think he's really, really being overlooked here. I know Giga's won 7 in a row, and I know he just beat Barbosa. I just think Calvin's a different kind of a fighter. I think he wants to make it tight and inside. And if he can get inside and Giga can't get those kicks off, I think Calvin has a legitimate shot to upset him. I do.
I completely agree, because, you know, the more I looked into the fight and really thought about it, the closer I thought it became, honestly. And like you said, even though Calvin had that last, you know, burning image in our head of the beatdown, but it was Max Holloway. And like you said, I was going to mention too, he took that whole year off, and I feel like that was the best thing he could have done to avoid, you know, taking damage early in the fight and having it show early. I think letting his body fully recover, I feel like it was a good idea. And I feel like he's, you know, at this point, it's like, that's the amount of time that should be taken, and anything more probably just excessive, but anything less would have been harmful. So yeah, I'm really excited to see him come back and, you know, hopefully look better than ever.
He was the biggest underdog until these last-minute changes with Kevin Kroom getting added to the card and Rosa. Those guys were both bigger underdogs, and it's probably the short notice, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
Do you think the odds are about right, or do you think they are off? I think, me personally, the odds should be closer into Calvin's favor. Maybe Giga should be the favorite, but not as high as they are. Are you in agreement, or do you think they're fine where they're at?
Kind of both. Like, I agree he should, you know, be the favorite. Just, I think recency bias will play into it, and he's on a roll, you know. I feel like he kind of is falling into the same, like, Chimaev kind of role that everyone's just like, okay, these guys are unstoppable, you know. So, I can't hate the odds being kind of lopsided just for that, really. Like, people love to, like, become new fans and then really, like, become diehard, you know. So, why not?
I hear you. Felicia Spencer, I know you are traveling tomorrow. You got gig on a gig on a gig. I was like, you're going to commentate another gig. You're too busy doing something else. The busiest woman in MMA, Felicia Spencer. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm excited. Yeah, things are hopefully coming together. Hopefully I have good performances over these two events, and then they can continue.
There we go. You will definitely do it. Felicia Spencer, still the heart of the featherweight division. I'm going to play this super expensive outro, okay?
All right.
All right. See you guys later. Thanks.
Supported by Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez. I solve problems. Guys, give them a call at any time at 877-5-RIGHTS. That's 877-5-RIGHTS. Or check out the website at martinez.law. Daniel Martinez, the law offices of Daniel Martinez, in your corner. 877-5-RIGHTS.
Go. Here we go. Misfit, I've been wanting to talk with Christine for a minute. Christine Fiera. Big news just dropping. So pumped and honored like that. You're like, let's get it. Let's do this first little conversation since this beautiful fight poster came out yourself. Knucklemania 2, February 19th, yourself and Britton Beltran. For one, first of all, how are you doing? And we'll get into everything else, but how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Just training, getting ready for this fight.
Yep.
Feeling good, happy. I'm glad that Bare Knuckle and David Feldman is giving me the opportunity to, you know, be the champion.
Absolutely. So much there to unpack. There's so much I want to go into.
Yeah.
Just how about this? First question is, how long did you know before this fight poster got released? It was pretty, from afar, it was kind of obvious. You two guys, and especially you guys going back and forth talking a lot, she's talking a lot, and just seemed like it was the right matchup to make. How long did you know before this fight poster came up it was you two?
About a few days.
Okay, a few days. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Like, I just been – she was calling me out, talking shit, and then she says I didn't really beat her, and she's number one and all this. So I just – and I really didn't want to fight her again, really, because of the first fight. But she just irks me somehow. I'm like, okay, I need to shut her up. So I'm excited about this fight.
Yeah, I had something else to go into, but you said something that just light bulb. What do you like? You said you kind of you don't want to fight her because if I'm taking this because of how dominant you were in the first one. Is that right?
Yeah, the first one is just like I already know I could beat her, you know. And I know it's been a year and a half or two. I don't know exactly how long.
Right.
But I mean, you know, I say she's improved. You know, I'm just giving her some credit. I've given her some credit. I feel like she's been more. She has more confidence. That's what I feel like she's improved in is her confidence. And but her skill set is still the same, I feel.
Okay. You said you know for a couple of days. I know how excited and how bad you wanted this opportunity. Now you see the fight poster. It's been kind of 24 hours of social media stuff. How do you feel now since you see the poster? You got that date. It's locked in.
It's actually only been 24 hours since it's been signed. So
wow.
This morning is when it was released. So yeah, I'm taking it all in still. And I didn't believe because people were, my manager say something, they're saying something. I didn't know it was going to be a title fight. What I thought it was going to be a tournament, all this stuff. So I don't believe anything until I get a contract. So I'm still taking it in. It still hasn't set in that I'm going to be fighting for the first bare knuckle belt.
Right.
You know, and I've told David Feldman, I shot him a text a long time ago. I said, I want to be your first champion. And it was after I had lost my belt. And I was like, I wanted to be your first champion because I knew that he was going to have that. Or Helen probably when she had the belt, she was going to be probably fighting for the bare knuckle belt next, you know? So I didn't think I was going to have that opportunity, but now, you know, I am, and I'm happy about that.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I see stuff on social media as well and some things out of the camp. And sometimes I think I hear it through you or at least through your body language. It feels like sometimes Bare Knuckle FC's reluctant to put the rocket launch behind you, to put the cameras in front. Okay. There you go.
Oh,
why
absolutely.
Why do you think that is? Like,
I don't know.
Okay.
My image, you know, my image isn't typical. I'm not the girl. I'm not prancing around, you know, I'm not prancing around in my bikini. I'm not prancing around flirting with a bunch of guys and doing OnlyFans and batting my eyelashes and doing all this. You know, I'm just a straight savage. I'm a straight fighter. I'm different. And that's why I'm a misfit. I'm a misfit. And I don't fit the bill. I don't fit the entertainment image.
Okay.
That's what I think. But okay, I'm telling them right now. I've told how many times I've told David Feldman. I'm like, bro, I will sell tickets. Just promote me. And then they have these other girls coming up. And they're like, oh, we have more numbers than you. Yeah, you have more numbers than me because you're being promoted. Mm. And you have that pretty face. And you fought these bigger names. I haven't been able to fight those names. If I fought Beck, I fought Pearl, I fought Bob Bobble Page, I fought Rachel Ostovich. Trust me, I would be way bigger than any of these girls. I would have quadruple, 10 times the fans and the followers that Bretton Hart has accumulated from other people. All my fan base and all my people are generated for me, my name. I'm self-made. I'm self-made, baby.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, David Feldman, I think, is going to be pleasantly surprised. And I think BKFC is going to be pleasantly surprised about how people do react to me and how much people do love or hate me. They're either going to really hate me because I'm a strong, confident female that speaks her mind, or they're going to hate me for that, or they're going to love me for that, for standing up for myself.
Absolutely. And Christine, like, you remind me a lot, you know, I love bare knuckle, but I'm an MMA guy. I love the UFC. Mm-hmm. And you remind me a lot to me of like Amanda Nunes, like how dominant she is, how beautiful she is. And just the, a martial artist, like you have a lot of, like, she doesn't like yourself to me, if I could say, like, doesn't talk a lot or talk a lot of shit or, you know, on top of a mountain, like you have and Amanda, what she, you know, I know she just lost, but she is unquestionably the greatest female mixed martial artist of all time, selling out pay-per-views, main event in card after card. So like, to me, you guys have a lot of, you know, similarities.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I, I'm bumping it up a little bit. You know, I have to for, you know, I have to bump up what I'm doing and I have to go with the times and what's going on, you know? So, I do like coming into my misfit character, my misfit, whatever you want to call it, you know, right. It's fun. I get to do things that I couldn't do. I don't do it out in the real world. Don't go around like, fuck you. I'm going to beat your ass. I don't talk to people like that. You know what I mean? But this is competition. This is a fight.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I'm here to beat the shit out of anybody they put in front of me. And that's what I train to do every day. So if I can express myself loud and do that and talk shit, it's all sport. You know, I'm talking shit about, oh, you suck. You're slow. You have bad head movement. Your footwork sucks. You know, you know, I mean, it's all mind games. It's all part of the game. It's mental. There's the mental part. There's the physical part.
Yeah.
You know, and there's the emotional part. And you got to be strong in every single area. And if you have a chink in your armor, I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to break it down. And I'm going to break you down in every single way I can.
Man, I'm so excited. So like I said, on your social media platforms, one thing I saw as well, you put on your Instagram stories, and you know my relationship with Taylor Starlin, absolutely one of my best friends on this planet.
Yeah.
And I saw that you wrote on their story, you're like, hey, Taylor, you know, like you called her like the blonde something. I'm pretty blonde.
I said, hey,
I'm
Blondie.
Like,
yeah.
Like, you're like, hey, just stay ready because you felt maybe for some reason, maybe Britain doesn't make it to February 19th in Knucklemania 2 and you still want to fight for the title and you think Taylor might be next or should be next. Why do you think that's, are you playing mind games to Britain or do you think there's a legitimate shot she ain't going to be there in February?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many possibilities. COVID.
Yeah.
COVID is running crazy. I've already had a title shot taken from me from a COVID shot. I mean, from COVID shutting us down. That was my rematch with Helen Peralta. Kansas City got shut down that day that we showed up.
Yeah.
I was going to kill Peralta. Anyway. So, but yeah, and I think Taylor Starling, I mean, she's, what, 3-0, right?
Or,
yeah, she's 3-0. So, I mean, who else would be next, you know? And, I mean, be ready because what if they do? What if she does get hurt or gets COVID or something happens 3 weeks out? I mean, if she's ready, jump in. Let's do it. Wow. You know what I mean? That would be a dope fight. You know what I mean? I would like the buildup to be a little bit better, you know, than a 3 week notice, but people would love to see that fight.
They would. And I don't think Taylor would be upset with me saying this too. She really does. She would, in the most like love and respectful way, she like thinks you two guys are like the most respectful, best fight there could be. Like she has nothing but love for you, respect for you. She knows you're a badass. And like what you said earlier, I really do like you do want to be challenged. You do want to see something new. And if you think if you're playing pickup basketball and you know you're going to beat this kid, like, you don't really excited for it. But if you see someone that's your size and height, maybe a little bit younger than you, it's like, okay, this is a challenge. I like it. So
absolutely.
I know Taylor's excited one day to, you know, toe that line with you, Ashley.
Absolutely. It is going to happen.
It will. You're 4-1 in the Bare Knuckle FC. And one thing I saw too is one thing I love. You got all four of your wins are stoppages. And early stoppages too. Is that something you go for, something you trigger, you see, or you just fight your fight and it just organically happens?
I was talking about this with somebody. Oh, it was my facial lady. She's just like, you're so chill and calm. And then like I watch your fights and then you're just crazy. And I was just like, yeah, check it out. If you see my fights, like I'm chill, I'm bah, 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 bah. And then something just flips in me. And I'm instinctual when I fight. I have a lot of skill, experience, but I know when to go and when not to, you know? So this Bret Hart, I want a sleeper. I want you sleeper. But like with all my fights, I don't know where it's going to go. Like somebody could take a lot of damage sometimes, just like Helen Peralta. She took a lot of damage.
Right.
And sometimes they just don't go down, but a lot of the time I land my shots and the girls, they just can't take the power.
Right.
You know what
I
mean? I mean, you could be watching me on TV and be like, oh, she's not that good, whatever. But, you know, I know where to hit you.
Right.
You know, and I know where to hit you and I know when it hurts you. And that's another thing. A lot of fighters don't recognize when another fighter's hurt. I'm very, very intuitive and I'm very, very detail oriented, and I pay attention to a lot of things. So
I like that.
I just feel like I know when someone's hurt, and I know when I hurt somebody, and I know when someone's scared, and I pick up on those very easily. So that's how I finish my fights. I know when to go and when not to go.
Right, right. Knucklemania 1 was Paige and Britton in the main event. Mm-hmm. We talked about, you know, we did mention Taylor last year, 3-0, the fight of the year. Mm-hmm. Britton was the fighter of the year for 2021. Mm-hmm. Yourself, you're back. Not going on the limb. I just think this is just the honest truth. The female 125-pound division is the best division in Bare Knuckle FC. There's no doubt about it. The stars in it, the names in it, the records in it, the title. What does it mean to, like, this is it, Knucklemania 2, championship on the line? To me, like, the face, not even of just the female bare knuckle or the 125, the winner of this fight, one way or another, should be the face of Bare Knuckle FC in the hottest division. This is big. This is a big fight.
Oh my God, this is a huge fight. I'm super excited. I'm not going to take it all in until after the fight. Okay. You know, I can't really, that's not how I work. You know, I got to get the job done before I can celebrate anything. That's just the kind of person I am. And then I can sit back and enjoy. Right now, it's all about that work.
Right.
But I'm
right.
I'm super excited for the opportunity and to be able to work my ass off. I'm going to grind and torture myself to no end. That's the thing, is I torture myself more than these girls ever can or will. That's the thing, is when I get in that ring, there's nothing they can do to me that I haven't done to myself.
Right.
400 times worse. I torment myself. And it's probably not healthy, but I want to be the best.
Right.
And I have a few more years left. And when I'm done, and when I want to pass the torch to someone who's worthy, then that's when they're going to have their time. But right now it's mine.
Right. Right. Like I have 5 fights in the bare knuckle FC. I saw that you had that 13-month gap. What happened in that gap?
13 months.
Yeah. Like, didn't you have like a 13-month layoff
at bare knuckle?
Yeah.
No, it was like I had surgery on my shoulder.
Okay, it was surgery.
Yeah, I had I was ready to go by July. I had surgery in November. I was ready to go by July, but I didn't fight until October.
Right, okay. And it just took you that 3 months to get a fight.
It was 11 months. It was
11 months.
Oh, no.
11 months.
No, wait a second. It was a 13 month.
Come on now. You know we do the research. Here we get the gossip. Jeez, we get it.
God, that's horrible.
You stayed so busy almost your whole career. I was seeing you busy, working. And then there was this big gap. I stayed training, though.
I trained the whole time.
I remember you. I heard you got the injury, but okay, so you had shoulder surgery.
Yeah, I
now,
had a late.
2022, you're 100 on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 100%. I had a labrum tear, a bicep tendon tear, and a rotator cuff tear.
Okay. Damn.
And I was fighting with that shit. So, yeah, I fought Hella Peralta like that. I fought Britton Hart with it. Yeah.
All 3 minutes of it.
All 3.5.
I thought you would like that. No, all right. February 19th, Knucklemania. If it goes your way, get out of there healthy.
Oh, it will. Oh,
okay. When it goes your way, you get out of there nice and healthy. How quick do you want to make it a statement year, 2022, the year of the misfit? You want 3-4 fights? Or are you happy? Hey, I got the championship. I wouldn't mind sitting back and them coming to me.
Absolutely not. I want to be, I'm a fighter that likes to fight.
Okay.
I want to fight 6 times in a year, 7-8 times in a year. If I could, dude, I am ready all the time. I am sitting. I don't do anything else. People just don't get it. I don't have a life outside of training. And is it healthy? I don't care. There's no balance when you want to be great. That's what one of my coaches tells me. There's no balance. People want balance. Balance this, balance that. Go have fun. Do this. No, I have a period that I can be great and be the best I can be as an athlete. You don't get that forever. Right. I'll party and go do what I do after. Or even if I don't want to party or whatever, you know what I mean? I party after my fights, and we all know that I've had my little drunk moments in between fights. But it's not something that I do. I probably drink at most 5 times a year. You know, it's not something I do. I don't smoke much weed, or I don't really smoke any weed. I do edibles here and there. you know, when I have like hard sparring days, I'll do edibles to bring down the inflammation.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't have inflammation.
Those Skittles are good.
Oh yeah, for real. And plus I don't want to eat. I have to keep my weight down. So if I smoke weed or.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm a person that, I don't know. I'm really into what I do.
Man, so excited for you. Knuckle Mania 2. Also, of course, on the card, a couple fights are starting to be announced for. We saw that Joanne Lane and Mike Perry, Martin Brown, Luis Palomino. There might be one more. You probably know about one or two more, myself as well. Is there someone, like even just those two fights alone, stack card, how excited and what fight? Is there something you're really looking forward to? You got to see, you got to peek out that curtain, or is it all that night about the Misfit winning that championship?
Well, I mean, of course, but no, but I want to see Julian Lane win.
Okay.
I want to see him take it. Palomino, I always love watching Palomino. Palomino is amazing.
Beautiful to watch.
Oh my God, he's amazing. So I get to fight on the same card as him and reign champion with him. So I'm looking forward to it.
Man,
and so with Arnold, I don't know. I wish Arnold Adams was fighting that night.
We think so. We'll talk off air if you want. I'm 98% sure he's lined up with someone.
Good, because that's my boy.
That's going to be a great fight. There's a couple other rumors out there, but it should be a great card. Last thing, and I'll let you run. I know you just got home. You train your ass off. We appreciate it. Anything else about Britain? Like, I know that, you know, I've seen the last 10 days, 2 weeks ago, you guys have been going back and forth. Would you, honestly, if you'd be like, hey, no, Dave, I don't mind this goes for 5 more weeks and it'll be the crazy buildup of this fight, or would you be okay if you guys don't talk about each other for 4 weeks and then it's just fight
we're
time?
Talking about each other.
Huh?
Nah, this is war.
Okay.
This is war. Me and Britain, no heart.
So it's starting now.
Me and Britain, no heart ratchet. Nah, this is war. She's been running her mouth. I try to help her. I try to be there for her. She flipped on me, then starts talking a bunch of shit. Her team are a bunch of clowns. A bunch of nobodies that have nothing. That run their mouth about athletes and women, like they're dudes, like talking shit to women. Like, you are the most disrespectful clowns I've ever encountered, dude. And this is not a sport thing between us. This is a personal thing. And the thing is I'm going to beat the shit out of your girl right in front of you ringside. And all her little family members that talk shit, that I won't disrespect anybody's mother or anybody's family because I'm not that type of person. But trust me, when I lay her out, that was for them. You know what I mean? So they can enjoy that. That's how I'm going to talk to you. I don't need to sit here and disrespect anybody's family members or do any of that. But when I lay you out and I take your daughter's dreams, or when I take your whoever it is, when I take her dreams right there, that's because your punk asses, you brought that to her. The more and more people talk shit to me and the more they feed me that, the more they're making me more lethal to her. That's all I'm saying. So they want to make it worse for her? Keep running your fucking mouths, because I'm going to embarrass you and your whole family.
Wow. Goosebumps over here, Christine. All right, we'll roll. If you have any kind of sponsors or shout-outs, anything like that, I'll give you the floor. But I do want to say, we are a huge fan of you. We love how you handle business. We love how you handle business in that
ring. I love you guys, too.
And I just wish you health and success. And I can't wait to be there live, Knuckle Mania 2. But like I said, I'll give you the floor for any kind of shout-outs or sponsors you want.
Oh, my lawyer. My lawyer's probably going to have to be defending me after I murder this shit. Jason Ferguson, man, that man, he has my back in so many different areas, man. Thank you. Knockout Canada, DLX Boxing, Halo Haas, Facials, Las Vegas. I mean, I'd be forgetting. I usually have this set up. I was in a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you.
I'm good. Those are the main ones right now.
Man, Christine Fier, February 19th, Knuckle Mania 2, the 125-pound female championship on the line, the Misfit. We'll see you
there.
It's
not on the line. I already got it.